Hey, Jan. Oh, nothing much, just sunbathing. Well, obviously topless. What's the point of tanning if you're just gonna give yourself tan lines? No, it's fine, Jan. I just don't really need to hear what my husband would or wouldn't like. God knows he hardly likes anything I do around here. And what he doesn't know won't hurt him. He's off in Vegas. Sorry, on a business trip. Probably screwing some intern. And for all he knows, I'm sitting demurely in the kitchen baking apple pies. Come on, you're worrying too much. People are crazy about privacy in this neighborhood. Everyone's got an 8-foot fence anyway. No one's gonna see me getting a little sun in my own backyard. And besides, I wouldn't really mind if someone did. Maybe one of the fathers. I'm sure he'd have something to say about what my husband would think. Only I don't think he'd say anything. Well, as long as I offered something good enough to keep quiet for. Yeah, I was listening. Yep. Absolutely, Jan. Is that a hole in the goddamn. Sorry, Jan. I'm gonna have to call you back. I have a maintenance problem over here. No, nothing serious. Look, love you. I'll call you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Hey, stop running, you little shit. You're not getting away. I saw your eye peeping through that hole. You take one more step, and I'll be knocking on your door in 15 minutes with something very interesting to tell your mother. Good. Now, which one of you boys is that? Tyler, if that's you, I'll. You? What in the goddamn. Aren't you supposed to be at college? Ah, summer break, right. You know, when I was your age, we had the decency to not bother grown folks when we were on our summer breaks. Yeah, right. Why, you little. Just for that, I'm going inside and calling your mom right now. What? Ugh, God. I can hardly hear you through that stupid fence. Get back here. Get back here. That's more like it. No, don't stop. I want to hear a bit more begging before I make up my mind. All right. I'll go easy on you this time. Cover up? Why? I'm not the one who's going to get in trouble if someone stumbles upon us here, remember? Smartass. What are you doing out here anyway? Bullshit, you little weirdo. If you just wanted to check out girls, you'd be at the pool, not kneeling in your backyard peeping through a hole in the fence. It's not the 50s, so you don't need to do this to see tits either. You know about Pornhub, don't you? They even have old ladies, if that's all you can get it up to. Oh, sorry. MILFs. That's what they're called, right? So why are you peeking through the fence at me? I'm hotter than porn. Ha! Well, they must be teaching you something at college, champ. You're a real flatterer now, aren't you? So, what is it that you find so hot about me? Is it my breasts? I mean, I am laying out here topless after all. It'd be a waste if you weren't getting an eyeful of my tits. Be honest, I know they're fucking perfect. Horny little bastards like you are always all about a big rack, aren't you? You want to suck on them? Call me mommy. Oh, or maybe you were hoping I'd roll over and show off my butt. Aw, how sad. My ass is practically swallowing these bikini bottoms, and if you started peeping just a few minutes later, you would have gotten all the time you wanted to drool over there while I lay face down, totally unaware of the horny creep on the other side of the fence. Or maybe it's what I'm not showing that's got you going. Oh, but almost, right? This thong is so small that you can nearly close your eyes and see it. Nearly. But you can imagine staring between my spread legs at that tiny white triangle, eye fucking me right through my thong. Oh, it's the thighs, isn't it? You kids today are so weird about this thing about the thighs. My face? Come on, I'm almost bare-ass naked, and you only have eyes for my face. Trust me, kid, I've been around the block a few times. That kind of line doesn't work on me. You flirt? God, this is a bad idea. Well, you know what? I'm getting bored of lying here, sunning myself like an old lizard. Maybe I should come over there. No, don't move. Stay right there. Hi. Oh, this is low, isn't it? You're all folded up trying to peek through there. Poor little perv. Stand up. Good. Now take a step back. See my fingers wiggling through that hole? You're so impatient. Fine, fine. I thought since you were being such a nice young man, you deserved a little reward. So stick your cock right through the hole. You heard me. Oh, that's it. Yeah, push it through all the way. Good boy. That's a tight fit, isn't it? Especially with those big round balls all hard and swollen like that. I don't think you can get back through. I guess I'll just have to help you out, won't I? Don't get all worked up now. It's no big deal, really. All I'm doing is wrapping my fingers around your thick, hard young cock and stroking it up and down, nice and slow. Don't make too much noise now. After all, you don't want anyone looking out their window wondering what all the commotion is about, do you? Good boy. Fuck me. Your balls. You must really have a lot of cum saved up in there, huh? Oh, you must be so backed up. You feel sore? Want me to kiss it better? Oh, you're dripping. Should I take that as a compliment? You just don't let up, do you? No, it's very sweet. Hey, did I tell you you could thrust like that? I am in control of the pace here, understand? Apology accepted. Although, maybe it is time I move things along. Oh, you most definitely like that. Oh, you most definitely like that. You're leaking like a faucet. Tell me, when you said you were looking at my face, was this what you were thinking of? My plump pink lips wrapped around your throbbing cock? There's that honesty I was looking for. What's that? You want me to go faster? Of course, honey. I just need you to beg first. Go on. Don't be shy. You want me to blow you, right? To wrap my lips around this fat cock and suck you off until you pop? You want me to worship this dick with my mouth and drain every drop of thick, hot cum out of those big balls, right? Then beg. Yes, yes, exactly like that. Good boy, keep going. Don't go back. Don't think about it. Just let go. Give me every drop of cum you got. Let go and let me suck those balls dry. Come on. Come. Ugh. needed that. Go on, put your dick back in your shorts. Well, I'm sure you enjoyed that, didn't you? Good. Oh, by the way, what with my husband being so busy, there are a lot of odd jobs around the house I could use a big, strapping young man for. I don't suppose you could help me out with those, do you? Good boy. I want you over here at 8 a.m. sharp tomorrow, understand? Perfect. Now scram.